Antifa attack police, vandalize businesses. Burn cars in Paris during anti-security bill protests. By Kurt Zindelka on December 6, 2020. Paris erupted into chaotic scenes on Saturday as Black Bloc Antifa protesters assaulted police officers, vandalized storefronts, and set fires throughout the city. The French Ministry of the Interior said that approximately 52,350 took to the streets of France to protest against the global security law, over a provision that could criminalize sharing footage of police officers online. Some 5,000 demonstrators marched in Paris, with police saying that there were between 400 and 500 radical elements, including yellow vests and anti-fascist activists, embedded within the protest. The Associated Press and local media identified violent infiltrators as Black Blocs. The Antifa militants vandalized businesses, burned cars, and attacked police with projectiles. The left-wing agitators could be heard chanting, "Everyone hates the police," and the standard French Antifa battle cry, "Anti-anti-anti-capitalist ace." Justine Saget, a journalist for the French broadcaster La Chaîne Info, LCI, who was on site at the protest, reported that one bank was particularly targeted by the far-left radicals, saying, "Hooded individuals broke the windows of the bank, took documents that were inside and burned them just in front of the building. We have witnessed scenes of urban guerrilla warfare," Saget added. The head of the Unité SGP police force Ouvrière Union, Bruno Bartosetti, said, "This is urban violence, not a demonstration." The French Minister of the Interior, Gérald Darmanin, revealed that there were 64 arrests in total, with at least 8 officers injured. "The thugs are breaking the Republic," he wrote on social media, offering his support for French police and gendarmes, saying, "Their courage and their honor command the respect of all." Following mass protests and riots last weekend, the government announced that it would rewrite the controversial Article 24 of the Global Security Law, which would have made it illegal to publish video footage or the identities of police officers in France. The protest movement has demanded that the government withdraw this section entirely, arguing that the law would place illiberal limits on the press as well as protecting acts of police brutality. On Monday, 4 police officers were charged after video footage went viral on social media of police beating a Black French music producer. French President Macron said that the incident shames us and that the actions of the officers were unacceptable. However, he went on to say on Friday that the term police violence has become weaponized by the extreme left in the country, arguing that it has become a slogan for people who have a political agenda. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here, @KurtZindelka.